Get a little baby one in there.
That's what she said. Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It's J2K. It's J2K Podcast, episode 42. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And I'm Kareem.
We forgot our order.
The gang's all here.
And we're social distance.
Socially distanced podcast coming to you.
Yeah. So true to form, not that I give a shit, we had an amazing meal and talked about everything that we needed to talk about, and now we don't have anything to talk about.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can ever not have anything to talk about.
I know.
Well, that's for
I'm
sure.
I'm a girl.
I know. You guys all, like, come down here and play music, and Christine and I just keep talking.
I know. I think last time when you went in your meeting, we talked, like, the full hour.
I know.
Anyways, so what you guys been up to? I'm getting cozy.
Crafting.
Oh, yeah, how's your bag coming along?
Oh, yeah,
oh, my
finished.
God, your
bag
sweet.
Looks so great, buddy.
Yes,
I don't know if
thank
I saw
you.
A picture
you should
of that.
Have brought it over.
You should maybe pay more attention to Justin's Facebook.
Oh.
Or his Instagram.
I don't have Instagram.
The Gram.
So check I've out been, him on the Gram.
So I've always wanted to make stuff out of leather. I think I bought a pair of nice leather boots one time. And I looked at them and I was like, people used to just make these. Like, you used to just be able to go and have them made. And there are places around Oregon and Washington because it's such
a cobbler.
A, yeah. Well, and like manufacturers that make them from scratch just for your foot because
oh, fit the, you and everything, yeah.
For the logging industry is so big here that boots are a big thing. Tack boots and work boots.
Cork boots.
Yeah. So like White's boots in Washington and Danner and Red Wings out of the Midwest somewhere. But yeah, I watched a video on how they made boots and I wanted to make a pair of boots, but I realized it would be a lot of work. And those people, I mean, it's years of practice before they get it right.
Do you have to buy the base and then you add the leather part?
No,
you do the bottom.
Yeah, you would have to buy a sole.
Okay.
And it's like a most of them it's like a generic sole that you glue on and then
okay.
Or last on and then cut around.
How much does a sole cost anyway?
you don't want to lose one. So I decided like a wallet or like a leather bag would be good. So I bought a bunch of leather. I got some leather crafting tools for Christmas. And I made a tote bag. And I just finished a second one. It's like oil tan leather.
Yeah, that one. Well, and the other one too. They look really good.
It's a lot of work. Like, the leather's so thick you can't just sew through it. You have to chisel out every hole you're going to stitch through. Mm. They've got, like, stitching chisels. So I'm in my apartment hammering the shit out of leather.
Your neighbors are like, what is going on?
I had to stop my neighbor and be like, hey, listen, I'm going to be doing some hammering. Is that going to bother you? She's like, no. You're fine.
Did you clarify context or is that
all
you said?
Yeah.
Are we doing some hammering?
I told her what I was doing. If you hear anything, I'm starting a leather project.
Okay.
Don't be alarmed. I'm not hiding bodies in my apartment.
Exactly.
I have a cadaver.
Or you're just like, I'm just hammering holes in these walls. Don't worry about it.
Did you say abracadabra? No, I have a cadaver.
I have a cadaver.
It's my magic trick.
Would you like a hand?
Chisel.
With that?
Well, I guess that explains why when you go to craft fairs, why the leather products are always so expensive.
I love
the supplies are expensive
leather
too.
Needles yeah. For like shoes.
Yeah,
they're
the
curved.
Ones.
They're curved and just like massive.
Yeah, I have a few of those. So I went to a lot of leather workers do it on a like do their leather crafting on a stone like a big piece of granite. So I went to a countertop store and they were like, I told them what I was doing, and she's like, follow me, and she walked me through their facility to a dumpster.
Oh.
She's like, pick something out and
oh,
like.
Cool. Oh, that's cool.
The perfect size. So the second time I used it,
it broke.
I was hammering something and it broke in
oh,
half.
No.
And she told me if it breaks, just come get a new one.
Oh, okay.
So I went and bought an anvil. I like mm-hmm. like total.
Is that how you have to say it too?
Total Looney Tunes. Like went to a hardware store and bought an anvil.
Uh-huh. That's
well,
awesome.
It's. Pronunciation. We've done this before in the show, right?
No. What's pronunciation of anvil?
Anvil.
Anvil?
Anvil.
Anvil.
We just call him an anvil.
Oh, okay.
That's just funny, though.
Theater.
I went and bought an anvil.
For like my all over the world.
You sound like that guy.
Oh, God.
Was it from China? It's, yeah. So my coworker's obsessed with Trump saying, because he always says all over the world. She'll replay it every time, like, look it up on YouTube and replay it over and over. All over the world.
I would just like to go and say for myself personally, fuck Donald Trump. He's a fucking asshole.
Oh. Yeah, we usually try and stay away from politics.
I'm fucking done with that. That fucking asshole. Yep.
I think
fuck that guy.
Yep.
I think that it's... yeah. I think he's caused a rift big enough that it's either one way or the other. So... yeah, now you know where this podcast stands. And if you voted for Trump, we disagree with you, but we still love you.
Maybe.
But fuck Trump.
And this podcast is not sponsored by Trump.
It depends on how you fucking talk to me.
Yeah.
That's for real.
If you're a racist like most of the people that voted for Trump,
then fuck you.
Yeah,
well, don't
you
fucking
don't listen.
Hey, we only have 12 people listen to this fucking thing anyway.
Now we have 6.
Six of my friends. How are you doing?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's start over again. Good evening, friends.
Anyway.
So tell us about your anvil. We didn't get to finish.
I'm sorry, but I just love
Anvil.
It's anvil, Christine.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that's Missouri accent coming out, anvil. I don't know.
I like it.
So do you hammer on the anvil?
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I bought copper rivets. Like, kind of like the rivets you see in Levi's jeans.
Oh, okay.
But they're big, and you have to, like, put them through and then chop the post off with wire clippers and then hammer the, like...
You round it out.
You have to round it out over the little cap that goes over
it
so it doesn't come off.
Where does one buy an anvil?
I went to, what's that place? Harbor Freight.
Oh, of course
I almost bought an anvil... At Harbor Freight today.
What purpose is an anvil for aside from making leather works?
I was gonna say I have a tool that kind of like is concave that goes over that like rivet so that
I've got one of those. Yeah. Like they call it like a dome.
Yeah. And that'll like get it cinched in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's talking about the thing that's on the bench out there. It's a vice.
Well, no, mine is a full on like.
But yeah. It's not a vice, it's an anvil.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any vice piece to it, right?
Correct. It looks almost like a cartoon anvil.
But what do you normally use that kind of stuff for?
So
you
beat on it.
The reason I use it is so I can hammer stuff without like metal stuff.
Without the thing underneath.
You won't damage whatever.
Yeah, without, because I broke that stone doing
it.
It's a lot of hammering. And also, because I'm hammering so much, that thing's so fucking heavy that it deadens the noise, too.
Oh.
It doesn't rattle my entire apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, a pounding in my apartment, it's little, like, tink, tink, tink.
You're like a little elf.
Little elf tinking away on my anvil. My anvil. Yes. Bring me the anvil. So that's what I've been doing. Oh, I had other projects. What else did I do? Oh, yeah. Baking. I think I already talked that to death. And it's funny because, as soon as the quarantine started, I'm like, I'm going to bake! And message friends and they sent, like, that are professional bakers and sent me recipes. And then all my other friends were like, everyone else is doing that too.
Good luck finding yeast.
So what I did during quarantine, I made sourdough bread once from your starter, and then I finally threw my starter out because my neighbor makes really good and brought me some, and I was like, that's way better than mine. I made masks. What were some of the other trendy things?
Well, we've already podcasted.
We've already tested that, didn't we?
Yeah. We've already podcasted those things.
Okay.
And we're talking like quarantine's over already.
It's coming back. Don't worry. We have more cases.
At this point, I have no fucking idea. It's like...
I think I'm talking about it like it's over because I'm back at work. And I'm not stuck in my house all the time.
kind of like how it's been for me the whole time.
Yeah, you've been at work the whole time.
I know.
And I'm where I work, people come there and just raw dog fucking life, man. No rubber, no mask, just fucking away.
What
man.
Is that? Can I lick it? Can I spit on that?
No, I'm gonna lick it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna lick you if you don't get out of the way.
So some of our other weird locations.
You're making us uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable too now.
Oh, sorry. podcast listeners, you couldn't see this, but Christine went from laughing ever. To laughing to dead serious face.
Now she's sad. She's going through all the emotions, everyone. Hang on. Now she's crying.
Can you get her wine?
Drink more wine, man.
Drink your wine.
So my favorite thing to do, because it feels like 50% of the population that I talk to, they're like, this is just a hoax. It's a conspiracy. Oh, this it doesn't even exist. And I like to catch that because I know a lot of the regulars, and I know which people are going to be like that. And as soon as they crack a joke like, oh, where's my mask? I better stand back here. I'm like, yeah, we have to take it really seriously because this is, it's an actual thing and people are dying. And so you got to take it serious. Like, it's not a conspiracy. Oh, I always say that too. Before they even like get in on it, I'm like, oh yeah, it's not a conspiracy. This actually exists, you know. Or another thing I hear is, yeah, I don't think it's going to come back until election season.
Oh, I heard that some people said.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's a conspiracy.
It'll be over after the election.
Yeah, that's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, this will be all over come November 4th.
The government, they created this.
China. That was my best one ever.
China. Oh. All over the world.
I want Daft Punk to start playing after that.
Around the
yeah.
Around the world.
Around the world.
Where's your synthesizer?
Over there.
Jeff has been playing music during the COVID, during the Rona season. Has two drum kits set up in his basement, in the J2K basement. Looking pretty rad.
Where'd the gold one come from?
My buddy Jeff Walker. Shout out Jeff Walker.
Jeffy!
Scott gave it to you?
That was his dad's drum set that his dad gave to his son. And that has been on the circuit around Oregon with a like country rock band. Sweet. Back in the 60s.
Nice. Nice.
Like and it's got the best sound sparkle. Of the drum kits
I love
kits
the gold
here.
Sparkle.
I was thinking it'd be good nail color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a fiberglass boat. It's that like fiberglass gold metaflake.
Be perfect for a lure.
Would.
For a the difference between boys and girls. Girls are like, oh, nail, pretty polish. Nail color.
Boat and a lure.
Boys are like boat lure. That's super funny.
Babe, yeah. A boat and a lure, not a boat lure.
I said a boat
unless
lure.
You're on a boat with your lure, then it's a boat lure.
I said a boat.
I think she said boat, comma, lure.
Yeah, boat lure.
Really quick?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, let's she's going it. Through
I heard a
faces
comment there.
Again.
Don't lie, you're so mean to me today.
Bet you guys are making us uncomfortable.
I know one thing is sauerkraut gives me the farts.
Well, it does to me, but not so immediate.
Yeah.
That's the problem you're having.
Keeps on souring, baby.
It'll be tomorrow.
Big. Gas. Not to be confused with big
ass. Big
ass.
Yep, big gas.
I got big ass.
Got big ass.
That's super funny.
Big of ass.
So what, how old were those commercials that you played?
So I played them during dinner, two of my favorite commercials. they're from Kmart, and they are talking about being able to ship stuff. So this family's talking about shipping their pants. I just shipped my pants. I just shipped the bed. So, they're probably from 2004.
Oh, okay.
No, it's later than that. Maybe like 2008.
Okay.
That makes sense why I didn't see him. I don't think I had TV during that time, in my life. Yeah.
We'll have to look that up. You know what, podcast listeners? Find out when those commercials aired. Send us an email.
All six of you.
Send us an email. We better get six fucking emails. at j2kpodcast@gmail.com.
So you know, like, this is the 42nd episode.
Crazy. Oh, shit. 42 is my unlucky number.
And we have been pushing the email, like, pretty solid for 30 of them. And we've got maybe 5 emails.
Like, screw you guys. Don't email us.
So, like, I'm at the point, like, fuck it.
I dead serious. I see 42 everywhere. My first cat was named 42. Long before I had ever seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I was, like, 4 when I named my cat 42. No, 3. My parent, so the, I think I've talked about this on the cast. What was it,
3, 4, or 42?
It was 3.
Are you sure the number wasn't 43?
No, it's 42. Jesus.
I'm so confused.
So I see 42 everywhere. So at some point, this is going to get fucked up, this podcast, just to let you listeners know.
Unlike normal.
What happens when you turn 42?
Is it still recording?
Exactly. I don't know. I better check.
I know.
Yeah, it's still recording.
Welcome back, listeners.
Woo, back from the break.
All right, so we're going to transition to dentist.
No, he's going to tell us why it's going to be fucked up.
Okay, go ahead.
I have no idea. That's yet to come.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Determined. I just know 42 is not lucky for me. Ooh.
That is my leather work.
Yeah. Kareen did some leather work. Mm-hmm. She's got a musty lighter case. It's got holes in it, and it smells like mothballs. No, it doesn't.
That's from opening beer bottles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of hole in the bottom of her leather case.
Yeah.
You know, they used to use those as condoms. That's the Justin leather condom. You're making me uncomfortable.
Condom ever.
So just so the listeners know, Kareen took the lighter out of the leather lighter case
and put her finger in it
and fingered the shit out of it. Like, if I was that case, I would be pretty happy right now.
It's been a while. It's pretty old.
The case got fingered.
I know, but like,
and then the case felt really good afterwards.
Like, and now you're pretending to the case. You're making me uncomfortable.
I was gonna say, I would feel good.
He does not feel good. The case feels good.
Okay.
When did you do that?
She was totally getting all jealous there. She was like,
well, like upstairs.
What do you mean you feel good?
Like upstairs, well, taking pictures of having sex. How does
a case make you feel good?
I was wondering where you were getting fingered at. Exactly. I was like, your butthole?
Well, where else can I get fingered? But I was talking about the leather case.
I know.
Do you know, though? What's a sandwich? That's how we tell if she's having a stroke.
I think we talked about this before on the podcast.
I want to hear it again.
We talked about it last week.
What's a sandwich? Yeah. Oh, you missed it last week.
You have to listen.
So I was saying last week, for those 6 of you that heard it.
Well, 12.
Oh, that's right, 12. That I feel like I use all my brain power at work because I have to be on point all day long. So by the time I get home, I have maxed out on brain capacity. I cannot think anymore. And I'm like, what's a sandwich?
Yeah.
I smell toast.
I know. That's what I said. Do you smell almonds like, right now?
Hey, was half my face drooping?
If I ask her what a sandwich is and she knows, then it's all good. If I say, what's a sandwich? She's like, what's a sandwich?
Like, when did I start? What time is it? Let's go.
I'm soldering on the left side. Wow, that's weird.
Anywho.
Lulls. A little lull in the cast.
It's so funny, too, because we, like, when we're not on the podcast, we just talk, right?
We do, yeah. We sat down for dinner, and we were talking about dentistry and times we've...
Hey, babe, what's a sandwich?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to bring up the dentistry. Not necessarily the stories, but my dentist, one of my fillings fell out during COVID.
Okay. Oh, God.
So, and it's still out.
Yeah, and it's still out. So I called them up, and they're not going to be open until at least July for emergency services. And I said, well, isn't this an emergency? Like, part of my crown is missing. And she goes, oh, no, we're only doing teeth pulling or teeth extraction. I was like, well, okay.
My dentist is open.
My dentist called me halfway through my stay at home.
To come in for your cleaning?
To come in for a cleaning. Uh-huh. And I was like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that.
I need to go get a new dentist.
Because, again, taking the social distancing seriously.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you know, if you feel fine, it's okay. And we're all wearing masks. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure the news told me that you could still transmit it and not have any symptoms. Mm-hmm. So I'll call to reschedule. And they're like, okay.
Well, I had a cleaning schedule for next week. And they called and left me a message that they need to reschedule me till October for my cleaning.
Wow.
I know. I was like, well, what about my filling?
Well, my dentist is open and they're rad.
I like my dentist too.
Are there either of them in West Salem?
No, south.
No, but mine's right on the other side of the... It's right on the other side. It's on the river and you sit in a chair.
Is it worth the drive, Christine?
No, it's absolutely... You're like,
I don't know, October or like, South Salem?
No, yeah, I know. Because I'm asking because I want to do more local because right now I'm going to see someone in Kaiser.
Oh, okay. So this is literally like right over the bridge. Which is so far away.
Well, it is, but...
Yeah. Kaiser, come on.
I know. I wanted to do something close to work.
Yeah. It's really close to where I'm at is really close. And it has this, you sit in your chair and you overlook, and they've got a gigantic picture window and you overlook the river.
That sounds pretty.
And then they have all these bird feeders there and they're,
I love bird feeders.
Would love this place.
Yeah.
So they have all these bird feeders hanging right outside this picture window. So all these birds are coming in and I saw all these crazy birds, and I saw blue herons, and they say that they see bald eagles that swoop through, and it sits up, it's like on the second level, so you can't even see, and it's just like seriously straight like river.
And you would like my dentist too, because he comes in and he puts on a rubber gloves and then he fingers your mouth, and it's with a rubber glove on. It's amazing.
And then when you're done sitting up, then when you lay back, they have a TV screen and you get to put earphones on and you get to watch whatever you want. And I watch the news.
What is this place?
I like
I'm
this.
Not kidding you. It is like insane. I've never been
covered
by
like most insurances.
It didn't cost me a dime by my.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I gotta go there.
Wow.
Yeah. Switch.
Riverfront Dental.
Okay.
Shout out to Riverfront Dental.
Riverfront Dental. Woo-woo.
I just like that Christine. I'm gonna say it again. Christine's like, they said they couldn't get me in until October. Well, you could go to mine. I don't know. Where is it? Is it close to me?
Is it worth the drive?
I'll just wait until October.
I drive all the way to Kaiser.
Well, I was just thinking, so I always like to do, let me explain my rationale.
Well, no. First of all, tell us how many minutes it takes for you to get to work to your dentist. Like maybe, 5?
Well, from the house to the dentist, maybe 20 during traffic.
From your work to the dentist?
Maybe 10.
Okay.
But here's the reason. I'm not a morning person. We all know this.
Oh,
so
God,
when I do my dental cleanings, I always do them at 8 a.m. so that I get my ass out of bed early, get to the dentist, and then get to work by my normal time.
Which is 9:30.
So by having a dentist in Kaiser, I have to get up at 6:30, which is horrible for me, leave the house by 7:30, so I'm not late for my dentist appointment at 8 o'clock. Well, so if I have one in West Salem or close to work... It will, I get 20 more minutes of sleep.
Just be late for everything. That's what I do.
I don't like to be late.
Hold on one second.
I don't like to be late for, appointments and stuff.
Let's talk about the amount of time that you sit in bed and don't do anything.
We've talked about this on the podcast already.
I like that part.
Let's change subject.
Let's talk about your disco.
Let's talk about how Jeff brings your cappuccinos.
Aww.
I think we've talked about that on the podcast before.
We have. So, can I talk about the discotheque?
Whatever.
What discotheque?
It's more him.
Well, never mind then.
Dixotech.
Our boy.
Dixotech.
The Dixotech.
Well, Jeff and I like to make everything fun. Or at least they're we like, try.
First they were talking about the Making Bacon Pancakes song and how Jeff was doing a cool little robot dance to it. And then they were like, Christine was like, yeah, and then I had my phone out and I was flashing around like a dance party and he was dancing his wiener around like a disco.
Shaking it all around. The story is I went fishing yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
It was last night.
And I was helping my buddy move his boat and a drift boat, and there was a place where there was like nuts and bolts holding the
rod holder?
No, the boat trailer. And so we had to move it, and it ran across my leg, like my thigh above my knee. And so I had stripped all my clothes off to go lay down, but I was like, oh, babe, turn the light on your phone on and check out the scratch on my leg.
And I was in the living room watching TV with all the lights.
And it's dark. And so she signs, she goes, oh, my God. And then she all of a sudden she starts moving her phone back and forth with her hand, and it's like flashing like a discotheque. And so then I made my nuts and my penis... do disco dances.
nuts and penis.
My twigs and berries.
Not your testicles and your penis.
That went on for a good, I don't know, 45 seconds to a minute. And then I turned it off and then I was like, oh, the blinds were open.
My twig and berries, my rod and tackle, and my cash and prizes.
It wasn't like quite dark out yet. It was like 9:30 twilight. So there could have been people walking their dog.
And to them,
but they didn't really have to be looking up.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're welcome.
They couldn't see it.
I know, but I was flashing my phone, which may have caused like them to look, because they're like, what's that light? What's
going
on? But
they'd be down on the ground level, and you guys were up here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think the police are in Jeff's house. Like... They're arresting him because he's naked. He's flopping around.
And thus concludes my Discotheque show.
Discotheque.
I say good day, sir, and you're welcome.
Do you ever put sunglasses on top of your John and
no,
make it look
but
like
have
a
you
person?
Ever done the bracelet?
Where you put it around your wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Looks like a leather bracelet.
Mine, I only have a half bracelet. And then, have you ever done...
I've never seen that done before.
He's like,
oh, yeah.
Look!
My favorite is the rat's belly, where you just pull your scrotum out through the zipper and it just hangs there and it look, and you're like, just talk to people until they're like, oh, God! What is
my
that?
My friends used to
just
do the
skin.
My friends used to do the, damn it, damn it, and you're like, what, man? What? I set in gum, and then you turn around and look, and they've got one of their testicles out of they're pulling it out of their zipper.
So gross.
Look, there's hair in it. It's disgusting.
So
that's a lot of gum. Or when you
fruit by the
stick
foot.
Everything. Between your legs, and then you jump on all fours like that and go, here's your bouquet. It's a Hollywood bouquet.
Hollywood bouquet, the fruit basket.
Oh, boys and their wieners.
Girl, I'm sure women do stuff like that with their giants.
We don't have as much, like, I don't know.
There's only, like...
You could do an ice set and gum with your...
Cindy, look at I set and gum.
I don't know the kind of girls you're dating, but I can't get mine out through my zipper.
I know, it's not like, what are you, like, naked?
I'm yeah, there's, like, only, oh, a certain, like, there's only a certain amount of women that have giant lips.
Yeah.
I do more things with my boobs than my vagina.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I don't think there's really that many cool things. I don't know.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Damn it, I set in gum.
Why are we
giants.
We went, so we have a contractor coming because we're remodeling the studio. And he came, and the couple's super nice, but the husband of the couple doesn't speak any English.
He speaks a little.
A little bit English. And the wife does translating, so when he showed up the other day, his zipper was down.
Oh. Yeah. So I went to her and I just said, hey, just FYI, when he comes down off the roof, like, his zipper is down.
Like, how do you tell him that his barn door is down?
Yeah. Well, and so, but she told him, but he didn't really catch it, and she was like, he was trying to walk by her, and she stood in front of him, and she's like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh. And I was like, the horse was coming out of the stable. And he fucking laughed so hard, like, he got that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, caballero.
That was super funny.
Stampede.
Like, he was so, like, not subtle about it. He just turned around and was like, whoa! And he, like, zipped up his zipper.
I'm notorious for that. Going with my pants unzipped for
like,
some reason.
Walking around.
I fucking walked around the casino for a long time the other day with my pants completely unzipped.
My old manager, he used to, like, we'd have Saturday, like, pre-shift meetings. And there'd be, I don't know, 20 of us standing around. And I, like, once a month, a zipper would be down the whole, like, 20-minute long meeting.
No one says nothing?
No, we saw a bunch of women. We're all like...
You're hoping to catch a look?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll fall out this time.
You know, it's 8 a.m. at a garden center, man.
It'd be gardener snakes.
The trouser version.
Do you think with that type of frequency, he was intentional in leaving it down?
No, I think he's like Justin.
Or he's just ADD.
He
and
just
like pees and
forgets to put his zipper up.
Then during,
he's like ADD and forgets.
Then while you're working at home, he's doing it in Zoom meetings. Come on!
Like, seriously.
Why are you...
But he keeps standing up to get something up in the cabinet.
Well, it's like one thing I always forget to do is close drawers and cabinets. I have this habit where I don't do that. And, like, somebody pointed out to me once, and now I can't, like, unsee it. But, like, literally, like, I will, like, leave my kitchen and be like, oh, shit. I'll turn around and be like, how the fuck is every door and drawer open?
I do that, too.
Like, okay, guys, Dee.
I don't, like, my dresser drawers are always open. I don't know. I just, it's, so.
I'm notorious for leaving the top cabinet open and bending down to get something and then wrecking my bald head on the corner of a cabinet. Mm.
You know what I suck at?
And you would think.
I have more finesse.
So.
I think I just get a little concussion and then I forget it ever happened and then I keep doing it.
You know what my bad habit is? No. I don't put caps on all the way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. That would drive me crazy too.
The one time I thought my...
That's not good.
The one time I thought my father was going to murder me, I opened a Dr. Pepper and they used to be... The caps were different on 2-liter bottles when I was a kid. You could turn your hand upside down and open it really fast and run your finger across it, and the pressure from the bottle would shoot that cap off so hard, like a bullet, and it hit the ceiling and then hit him in the face.
Oh, no.
And, like, I turned slowly to look at him, and it looked like he was going to murder me. It's like last straw.
And you're out. Yeah. But I'm 7. Get out.
That's it.
You did.
No more.
He did.
That's so funny. Well, I don't do that. I just don't screw it on all the way.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, good enough.
But it's not when it tips what? Over and spills like all over medicine, the fucking floor.
Like my prescription bottle. I'm like, man, good enough. Or okay.
Like drinks?
Yeah. I've screwed myself so many times. Like, I'll be drinking, like, I'll be drinking, like, a soda, and I'll, like, almost put it on all the way, and then I'll put it in my purse, and then
Oh, God.
What'd you say, babe?
It's a horrible habit. I've screwed myself sometimes.
So many times.
Especially when I was single.
It's been a long road.
The doctor told me I needed to, or else it would atrophy.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell that story? I should tell that story on the podcast. So, like...
Vaginal atrophy?
Okay. Yeah. So, I real. Was... Like, when I met Jeff, I was 44? 44. And I had broken up with my ex 4 years prior. And I probably didn't have sex with him for at least a year before we broke up. Because I was, like, over it. It just... It wasn't going well. So, it had been 5 years since I had had the boom boom.
The D.
And I went to go. So this is actually a problem for older women. I went to my PCP.
Don't call yourself an older woman.
Well, a middle-aged woman.
44? I'm like 3 years away from vagina atrophy.
Well, listen.
Fuck.
I went in to get my, like, anal pap smear. Went and she goes, it wasn't atrophy. She was just like, you know, you need to, like, use it. Or the, like, time, like, it starts to, like, tighten and the skin kind of starts, like, kind of growing in and small, like making your cervix smaller.
That's exactly what happened to my penis.
So she was just like, well, she's like, are you not sexually active? And at the time I was like, no, I haven't had sex in probably like 5 years. She goes, well, you just need to get a toy. And I'm like, what? And this is a literal actual conversation I have with my PCP. And she goes, it's not bad yet, but I've seen women who have like not had sex in 20 years and pap smears become uncomfortable for them. You don't want that to happen. Thankfully, I met Jeff, so.
Don't worry about that.
The next time I went in, I'm like, how's it looking down there? She's like, oh, it's good.
It's
like,
huge.
Thank you.
I go, I took care of that problem.
Oh, my God.
Well, things you have to worry about as a woman when you get older.
Oh, my God.
So you need to get
that's the worst news
toy.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a problem. But yeah, that won't really.
If you have a dildo, actually, then you
know.
Well, I didn't have a dildo.
You're making me uncomfortable.
But it was kind of scary going into that topic because she said 44 and like vagina atrophy, and I'm like, oh my God.
But things you don't think about ever. I'm like, oh.
That reminds me of the giant
sperm. But you can stretch. You can get it. You can stretch it back out. You just gotta. It's like popping your cherry all over again.
Oh, well, yeah. No. We're good now.
Did I tell the giant sperm story?
They're like, we don't want to talk about your vaginas anymore. Listen to them. We are making them uncomfortable.
Well, what? No, we're talking about sexual reproductive
yeah,
organs.
Yeah, now we're just talking about stupid, like, sex.
No, if you
now we're talking about stupid man reproductive organs.
If you have if you have more vagina stories, I'm all for vaginas.
I don't have
I'm
100% like
on vagina's corner,
stories,
man.
So. I want to hear about your mega sperm.
Oh, yeah. No?
Giant
it was
sperm.
Mega?
I always call it Mega, but I don't
know. Yeah, no, right. It was giant sperm.
Because I always think of like Megalodon
when
versus...
me and my kid's mom King were Kong. Trying to get pregnant, we were having difficulties, and so prior to taking fertility meds, I had to get my sperm like checked out. And so we got the sperm to the lab or whatever, and then I picked up the paper that had the readout of all the info on my sperm and was taking it to her OB doctor. So I have the paper and I'm just looking at it, and it's like percentages and numbers and all sorts of fucking weird shit.
Yeah,
I don't know
what it means.
But there's one box that says giant sperm.
Oh, God.
And it says 9%. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like, that's got to be good, right?
That's why it can't.
Giant fucking sperm.
That's why it can't find the...
So
your fallopian tubes are too small.
So I take it to him, and this guy is a stick in the mud. Like, you can't get a facial expression out of this guy. Like, if you were like, I fart rainbows, he'd just be like, nothing. Nothing. I mean, I don't know how you get it. Nothing. So I hand him the paper, and I'm sitting there, and I'm giant sperms in my head, and I'm just like, I'm very impatiently, like, waiting for him to say something, and he's just looking at it, and he's like, And so I'm just like, so do you notice the giant sperm part? Pretty good, huh? And he goes, those are anomalies. Meaning, they're the big-headed, like, sperm that have bad chromosomes.
Oh, my God.
9%.
Yeah, developmentally disabled sperm, if you will. And so then I was like, oh, well, that's a low number.
Yeah.
It's a big number if they're... giant sperm.
I know. Like,
but if they're disabled, it's a low number.
A few minutes earlier, 9% was amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Now it's like,
and now it's like, oh, that's super low.
Yeah.
Super low, right? Yeah. Right? That's my giant sperm story.
That's super funny.
Oh my God. I just couldn't wait. Like, hey.
I think the better part is, how did they get your sperm?
I jerked off into a cup.
Speaking of giant sperm, can you imagine if when you ejaculated, just one giant sperm came out? Just like...
Like
a big slug, like,
and it just goes, I'm out.
I'm like, get it out. I just think of like Alien, where the thing like comes out of the...
Yeah, that probably God was like, no, make them tiny, like microscopic, like they can't even see them.
Just make it fluid.
It's terrifying.
Like, girls would get grossed out if they knew they were giant.
My sister, I'll never forget this. She had this dream once that like, she was like, I don't know, kind of getting it on with this guy outside. It was like downtown Columbus, like city blocks. And like, all of a sudden she realized she didn't like him. And so she backs off, and he had like a, not a retractable, but a dick that just kept going. Like,
like an extension.
Like, yeah.
Like Mr.
Kept, like,
Stretch. And
her,
it was just
like,
in there, and it
was
went.
Like, kept like following her city blocks. Like,
like an old 80s arcade game.
Yeah,
like,
yes, exactly.
Snake
yeah.
Or
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
To ask her about that. I wonder if
Pat Wiener.
Yeah.
Welcome to the J2K sex episode. Real talk. J2K.
That's so funny.
I don't know. I think Justin already had his. And you.
Had my what?
The sex episode.
Oh, did we?
Christy was over here.
Box.
I was sitting over here like,
talking
oh my
what?
God, this is
we
really
talked
uncomfortable.
About your little box.
What little box?
Your box of toys.
Oh, did we? I talked about that on the cast.
Oh my God, dude.
Wow. Sorry,
I've got forgetful.
I've got a bad memory.
What's a sandwich?
What's a sandwich?
Start closing those drawers, Justin. I think you're
getting
brain damage.
You and I remember that. Although that was a very memorable episode.
Was it,
I know.
Was it uncomfortable? Did I make it uncomfortable?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't remember.
I don't recall being uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't know. I've always been open. When I was little, like, my mom was always like, tell me if you ever have any questions about anything, like, I need, you know, come to me. So I remember when I was probably like, I don't even know how old I was. I was probably like 11 or 12. I was really young. And my friends wanted to know, like, what a blowjob was.
Oh my God, I have a good blowjob mom story, too.
And, so they're
me
like,
too.
They're like, ask your, they're like, ask your mom.
Yes.
So I remember coming home from school one day and being like, Mom, what's a blowjob? She totally told me. I mean, I'm sure she, like, made it a
that's
little
a
more
good parent.
PG-13, but
yeah.
don't know. I remember, like, she was the first person I wanted to tell when I had sex for the first time.
Yeah, that's got to be uncomfortable for a parent. It's cool that she was that open with stuff.
Yeah, my parents totally had, like, they broke the news, like, to this with the sex talk to me and my sister. It was like, oh, they're starting to hear things. Like, here it is. They sat us down and had, like, we watched a movie and, like, it was super, like, educational. And it was kind of like, holy shit. And I was in second grade. I'm like, oh, fuck, Mom, you guys do that? Like, shit. And then, but they were same way. Like, they were always like, any questions you have and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I remember the whole blowjob thing comes up and, you know, start hearing about that in like third grade and you're just like, oh, what is it? Is it, what is it? Like, you just don't get it. Like,
I think my mom was like, it's when a woman kisses the man.
Yes, like, exactly.
Special part.
Yeah.
Or something totally PG.
Right? Exactly. Like, just kiss it. But I think we were probably in like fifth and sixth grade at this point, and we kind of had a better idea of what a blowjob was. Not that we fully yet understood it, because you don't really get it until you've done it, right? But me and my sister were like, she said to me, like, you know, Mom and Dad do that. No, they don't. I was like, no, they don't. She's like, well, let's ask Mom. She always said ask us. So we asked. I remember, like, Mom always made us both sit in the back, even when we were, like, teenagers, because we would fight over who got to sit in the front. So we both would, like, it's like, Mom would be driving, and we'd be in the back of the big, gigantic Oldsmobile, just, like, sitting back there. You ask her. No, you ask her. You ask her. Like,
my sister and
Mom,
I already...
Mom, do you give Dad blowjobs?
Oh, God.
What'd she say?
Well, of course I do, honeys. You're like, what? She's like, well, I love him.
Aww.
It's like, oh, okay. We're like... My sister's like, I told you, and I was like,
I think my sister.
Of course, I do, honeys.
My sister was 5 years older than me, and
she told me everything.
I love that about you when you do that.
What?
When you laugh at my own stuff before you start telling.
Because I'm trying to think of a like good way to say it. So my sister would. We already knew what everything was, of course, but we just asked our parents to make them squirm. about everything. About drugs, about sex, about everything. Just to see them, like, uncomfortable, like,
I feel like parents get off the hook a lot these days with smartphones and social media.
My dad.
Because I couldn't look that up when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I'd ask.
My dad had the talk with me, and it was, like, simple, like, you know, this is what happens. You know, and do you have any questions? And I was like, yeah. Did you ever have sex with anybody before Mom? And he was like, that's none of your business.
I remember,
best answer.
I remember when I was like, probably like 20 or 21. I was like with my dad. I don't remember. Like, all I remember is we were in a parking lot somewhere. I don't even remember like in what context. And we were talking about like, the day I get married, if I was going to wear, like, a white dress, and he was like, well, you are a virgin, right? And I'm like,
oh,
how old are you?
I was probably, like, 20 or 21. I'm like, oh, Dad, that ship has sailed. But I'll still wear a white dress, probably.
Wow.
It was funny, because I never talked to my dad like I did my mom about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I talked to my mom and my dad about it.
Yeah.
I did not have that family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't talk about that shit. Yeah. You don't cry, you're fucking, you're not a man unless you blankety blank or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fucking bullshit.
That is bullshit. Yeah. I wanted to be like, Dad, I had sex with my boyfriend, like, in the living room while you're upstairs.
Oh.
When I was, like, 16.
I went over to a girl's house, and I had the biggest crush on her, and we ended up dating. And then when I came to pick, I probably already told this story. I can't remember any other stories I've told already. So, when I went to meet her dad for the first time, he had just got done hunting, and he was sharpening his, like, hunting knife on the couch when he, like, introduced himself.
It's like an 80s movie.
And then he came outside to inspect my car that I was going to take his daughter out in and made me drive his car because he didn't think my car would get us there. I don't want you guys breaking down on the side of the road with my daughter in the car. He walked in on me on top of his daughter with my pale ass up in the air.
Oh my God.
Pumping and sweating. And I thought I was going to die. I thought he was going to murder me. And instead he was like, oh, I'm sorry. Just like walked out. And I'm like, oh, do we...
How old?
Do we finish? What's the procedure?
How old?
17? 18?
Yeah, I thought I'd die too, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yep. So that happened.
That's so funny. I remember when I was little, I snuck, I like went into my parents' room and I like caught them having sex. I was probably like 8 or 9. I wasn't quite sure what was going on, but I had an idea. It wasn't something I should be seeing.
Yeah. They were wrestling.
Exactly.
That's what, yeah, that, my sister caught my parents.
Wrestling?
Wrestling, and they were like in the, they were in their like living room, like late at, like we'd gone to bed, and they were just like watching TV, just like on the floor, completely naked. They were wrestling.
That's awesome.
That's how they wrestle in Europe, sweetie.
Yeah.
They got different wall plugs.
Yeah. But I think I told, did I tell this on the podcast when I walked in on my friend's parents? Have I told you guys this?
I don't remember.
So this was like before the sex talk. I was in kindergarten, and I will never forget it. One, because I got yelled at by like a friend's parents, because like, no, you know, like I was a really good kid, so I didn't get yelled at even by my own parents. And my parents always like, they kept their sex life to the living room. Like their bedroom was like always, like we could go crawl in bed with them at any time. It wasn't like a, you know, the door was never shut. And I was over at my friend's house, and I was like, where's your mom? I needed to ask her something. She's in her bedroom, and the bedroom door was shut. Well, I didn't understand at that age, because we didn't shut our doors in the house I grew up in. And I opened up the door, and her mom and her dad were...
wrestling.
They were wrestling. And honestly, I wouldn't have thought anything of it until, like, the mom seriously, like, came unglued on me and, like, screamed at me to get out and shut the door. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't know.
Aww.
And I was awful. I was like... I didn't ever want to go back there again, and I didn't understand why. I didn't even tell my mom, because I didn't even know what they were doing. But, like, all I thought I did something bad. Like, it was bad. It was sad. That was the only time I've ever walked in on anybody having sex. Besides, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. We had the gym class sex talk in junior high. And, of course, all of us were like, 13, 14. We made our gym coach feel so uncomfortable asking just the worst questions ever. Like having him explain, like, what's a 69? Why do they call it that? You know, stuff like that. And you could see like the look on his face, like, oh God. And then he'd have to explain it. It was so good.
Excuse me.
Ooh, that was a deep, that came from your, like, are you sure that wasn't supposed to be a fart?
No, that was the sauerkraut. It was sauerkraut.
It's like when you hold in a fart and then you burp and you're afraid maybe it traveled back up.
I've never had that happen.
No?
I used to hold in my farts. It's never happened.
Yeah, I don't hold my farts in.
Lord knows I have.
I have.
I don't. I never have.
Yeah, man. Like the first date with a girl, and then you get in your car, and it's like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you farted on our first date.
I always love those, like, videos
that you see. We talked about diarrhea right away.
People that get in their cars, they, like, get in their car and shut the door and, like, start it up, and they're like, and then they're like, oh, fuck. Like, so, like, ever since I've ever seen those videos, I swear that could happen to me, because I think every time I get in my car, it's like...
Yeah, what about, lift one leg.
What about when you're somewhere, and you get in the elevator, and somebody has farted?
Oh, gotcha.
And now you're in the elevator, and you've got to go to whatever floor, and it reeks, and then the door opens, and somebody walks in, they think it's you.
That's the worst. Mine is when I get in an elevator full of people, and they're like, you can squeeze in here, get on in. And, well, this was... Pre-COVID. So I'll wait until the elevator starts, and then I do like the fake fart, the just to get a reaction from everybody. Give them a sly wink.
They're like, oh. Oh, had some sauerkraut for lunch.
Or I'll blame it on like the prettiest girl in the elevator. Yuck. Yuck. That's disgusting. I'm right next to you.
I like it when I don't know where we'll be, and he'll be like, yeah, just totally crop dusted that aisle.
Dude, I will straight up like crop dust an aisle, and then I realize how bad it is. I'm like, I am out of here.
Like, yep. We'll be at Home Goods. I'll be like, babe. Don't check out the pots and pans right now.
I'm thinking of the pots and pan aisle at Goodwill one time, like, vividly sits out in my head, and I'm like, I think maybe I should leave. Like, this is like, and this might be like,
yep, shark and dart.
This might have gone up and over to like, the next
I'm like, babe, you need to pick up the pace. Get in front of me right now. Like, this is not good.
You know, there'll be times, I know, I'm like, warn a girl, let me get in front.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I don't even know how long it's been.
We'll check the phone.
Come on, yes, baby. Yes, ma'am.
Ow.
50 minutes.
Oh.
Thank you for joining us for these 50 glorious minutes, 48 of which were about sexual intercourse.
I'm glad you're back, though, because I had to sing the song last week, which I never re-listened to.
You did such a great job. Did you listen to Christine's song?
I haven't heard the podcast yet.
Yeah, we should listen to it. But I'm glad you're back. And I winged it, too. I didn't write anything down. I'm just going to went with it.
Oh, I have to do a song?
Well, yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I forgot all about that.
I know. I keep forgetting my ukulele. Every time I get here, I'm like, oh, that's right.
That's the best part
of
the podcast. I've been missing the song. So we can talk about giant sperm and crop dusting. Yeah.
You've got some good content tonight.
Atrophied vaginas.
What about the vagina?
I was giving her material for the song.
All right. We ready?
I don't know if it's ready. Gonna wing it?
And on this show, we like to do something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
J-2-K. Wiener wrist watch, I just said in gum. Non-sex, vaginal atrophy.
Gotta use
buy
it.
A toy.
J2K.
Really get up in here.
J2K.
We talked a lot about sex. We talked about farts too. Even though we hate motherfucking Trump, we don't hate you.
Fuck that guy.
Not bad for this weirdness.
J2K.
It's my new addition.
J2K.
All right.
I'm serious, though. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
I'm glad to be back. Why don't you send us an email on
are we done?
At
J2K podcast
at gmail.com.
J2K podcast@gmail.com.
Why don't you tell us that year that that Kmart commercial came out about big gas savings and shipping my pants.
I should ship my 90.
Or if you've experienced vaginal atrophy.
We'd love to
please send us
that.
An email at j2kpodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook Messenger or Instagram.
No thank toys? You. Call
or
Justin.
Call Johnson and Taylor.
Yeah. You don't have a toy? Maybe Justin can loan you one. It's like a library card.
Are you still alive?
I'll open it in my trunk.
You just check one out and then you have it for a week.